And this operation just done over and over again, cross cut, you know, cut in one direction and turn around, cut in another direction until the ground is completely pulverized. A few people still break the land, and by this they use plows that, and here we go again getting into the plowing term, and I guess this is where it came from, where these plows are set in the ground and you actually turn the land over, or you turn it upside down. And this is known as a breaking plow, or a turning plow. And what you do is you just upend the earth. You turn it upside down so that this litter that's on top is now on bottom, so that it will decay and provide organic matter for the next crop.
But you say you use a what?
A disc. You're disking your land and you're breaking your land, but you're never plowing your land in this part of the country.
And a disc is a kind of what?
Of a harrowing operation.
So the thing is a disc?
Disc harrow.
And in a car, what's the thing that the wheels run, connects the wheels, turns?
The drive shaft.
All right, and this, the wheels of a wagon fit onto the wagon, what?
Wagon axle.
And did you ever saw wood, something for firewood, or chop it into stove links?
Yeah.
So what did you use for that?
Well, the old timey way was to take a hand crosscut saw. And you had one man on each end of this saw, and you pulled it back and forth across the wood.
Did you just lay the wood on the ground?
Well, either that, or if it was a large tree where you couldn't pick it up, but if you could lift the tree up, then you put a block of some type on it so that you would not bind your saw when it made the last few cuts to sever that piece of wood from the regular tree.
Well, have you ever seen a frame, an X-shaped frame?
Did
you
might
put the log up here?
Yeah, I think so.
What's that? What would that be called?
Possibly a wood horse or a saw horse.
Well, now, if that saw horse is the X-shaped thing, what would you call the one that's A-shaped? That carpenters use.
Yeah, those really are known as saw horses in this part of the area.
But for the firewood and the sawing planks and the logs, you'd use the same thing for all of them?
Yeah, except I don't know what the name for this egg-shaped item that we're talking about.
So you just call it
saw horse, I guess. Because normally this is not used for sawing wood in this area. They'd always take a block of wood and put underneath the tree or the object that they were sawing so that it would fall off free on the end.
Yes.
Accomplishes the same thing.
Well, going back inside for a minute, in the morning you get up and you have a comb and a what to use on your hair.
Comb is all I have, but a brush, I guess, is what you'd be speaking of.
Well, if you weren't going to comb your hair, then you'd...
Brush.
And most people nowadays don't use it anymore with this old-fashioned thing. You sharpen a straight razor and...
A leather strap.
And if you ever
put
that...
Some people call it a strop.
Did you ever use one of those?
No, I see barbers using them quite often, even today.
I guess
they'll use them.